Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
It is Trash Talking Tuesday. So get your takes ready. You can trash anyone or anybody, even Rob Parker if you want, in
Rob
the world
Parker.
Of sports.
Oh, look at that.
And it's your chance to shine. And so with that said, let me welcome in my man, Rob. What's happening, brother?
What's up, Chris? Before we get to the Odd Couple crew real quick, Jonas Knox, of course, one of our co-workers, cohorts here at Fox Sports Radio. We wound up going to the Clipper game last night. I just wanted to bring him in, Chris, to let
so
you know what
the
reach.
So he can talk about people saying hi to you?
Just the Jonas, what's up?
Oh, well, I must do this the proper way. When I'm in his presence, sir.
Oh, look at this.
So I will bend the knee, sir. Honored to be part of your presence.
Tell me this, Jonas. Did Kyrie give him like a head nod? From hundreds of
feet? Yeah, they had like a secret handshake.
I'm telling you, we're at the Jordan party last year at the All-Star game, and Kyrie from across the room, just a head nod, just the typical, yo, what up?
Oh, yeah.
And Rob is like he's in love now.
No, stop it.
I believe it.
He's Mr. Softy when it comes to Kyrie.
I believe it was disgusting. So I'm there with my girlfriend, and it's halftime, so we go up there, we're going to get a bite to eat, grab a beer, something like that, and who's there waving his arms in the air? I thought he was directing traffic on the tarmac. I thought I was at LAX, and Rob Parker's waving his hands in the air nationally, 6 to whatever Eastern time, or
7 to
7 to 7 to 10 Eastern time. Rob Parker, the Odd Couple. You see me on FS1. I mean, he would not. Everybody coming up to him, getting a picture, shaking his hand.
It was ridiculous.
Dapping him up. And he loved all of it. Every bit of it. And I was so uncomfortable.
I was so uncomfortable.
I got down on a knee, true story, and I offered to refill his Diet Coke for him. Like, that's the least I could do because I was so just admiring his presence.
Jonas,
so.
That's one thing you can aspire to.
Yes.
Now you see
unbelievable.
What you have in your future.
You just have to wave your arms in the air, throw up your W-2 so everybody knows what income bracket you're in, and then you're good.
Well, Jonas,
didn't he have a jacket on that says, I'm Rob Parker?
No, of course, yes.
FS1
all
and
yes. All I'm going to say is, I enjoyed hanging out. I met his beautiful girlfriend, and we sat next to each other. We had great seats last night, so I wanted to at least bring that in.
Yeah,
please. That's it.
Yeah.
How much did
Jonas
pay you
to get
on the air and talk about how many people recognize him at the game last night?
Oh, God. The bill's running
it's
up.
Just
man. This is a meter, baby.
I'll write you a check.
Yeah, right? I believe it. Oh, and by the way, should we also talk about how you can actually get a personal message from Rob Parker?
Oh, yeah.
This is how bad this has gotten.
We did that the other day. Yes.
This is how bad this has
gotten. I'm thinking about doing it, though. Have you made any money?
Yeah, a couple
people. The one
time? No, somebody else. I got a new one,
okay.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Well, we appreciate you.
And yours is $50. Mine will be $100.
Yeah, you're bigger than me. Well, let's welcome in the
Odd
Couple crew.
Yeah, great to see you, sir.
The great Jonas Knox.
Yes. He fills in a lot of times on this show.
No,
so
Jonas
we do.
Is really good.
He's very good.
If you haven't checked out his show,
check
him
out.
I'm sure you probably have, but make sure you do. He is a great radio personality.
All right, let's check out the Odd Couple crew. Of course, our producer, Rob G., engineer, Alex. Deb Carson is our sports anchor, of course, keeps us up to date throughout the program. R is our intern.
The most comfortable intern in America.
Yes. Yes, sir. And our social media guru is Elijah. So they're all on the other side of the glass on this Trash Talking Tuesday, Chris Broussard. So let's kick some ass. Because you know what? I think Russell Westbrook wanted to last night.
He sure did. He definitely wanted to. And here's the news. We all saw, or many of you may have seen, last night a fan was going at Russell Westbrook. And Westbrook was not having it. He went right back at the fan verbally. We're all talking. All these are verbal altercations. But here's what Russ said. Is this after last night's game or This is what he said during the game.
After
we
the
can't
game.
Even play what he said during the game. It was filled with so many F-bombs. All right, after the game, here's Russ.
How it started was a young man and his wife in the stands told me to get down on my knees like he used to. And for me, that's just completely disrespectful to me. I think it's racial. I think it's just inappropriate in a sense of there's no protection for the players. And if I had to do it over again, I would say the same exact thing because I truly will stand up for myself, for my family, for my kids, for my wife, for my mom, for my dad every single time. I expect anybody else to do the same.
You heard Westbrook. He said that this fan told him, get down on your knees like you used to. Obviously, that has racial overtones.
Is that slavery?
Is that what it sounds like, picking cotton or something like that? But here's what the fan said from Utah, Sean Keisel, I think is the name. He denied it. Here he is.
Russ is just F-bombing and carrying on, acting a fool down here, and everybody's getting on him. And he had, I guess, heat. I thought it was ice. I just told him, I'm like, just sit down and ice your knees, bro. And he turned to me and he's like, that's heat. That's heat. And I'm like, well, you're going to need it. And then it turned into not safe for work.
I'm sorry. I don't think Russ got that heated over you saying, go ice your knees, bro. And it seems like the Utah Jazz and the NBA in their investigation of this found out, I assume that the fan was lying because he's been banned from the Jazz arena for not only NBA games, but any events going on there. And by the way, they also fined Russell Westbrook $25,000.
Which I think is fair as well.
Yeah, for directing profanity and threatening language to a fan. And he also said, I'll knock out, for lack of a better word,
your wife.
And your wife.
Yeah, so. which you don't want to do. And I think the reason that they can go after the fan like that is you talk to other people who were there and were sitting in the thing. So they got enough to get it's not just Russell Westbrook's word. It's also the fan's word, you know, and the other people sitting in the area to get a fair because you just can't take one the other. You got to get some witnesses. That's what you do when you do an investigation. And then the other part is.
So apparently, Rob, quickly, this fan is saying he's going to sue Westbrook.
Okay. The other part is the league has to do something with Russell Westbrook as well. It's not in the league's best interest for players to go at fans. I don't care what they say. Direct security to the fan who just said something. Point him out. Say, this guy just said something. And let security handle it. Russ doesn't need to be going in the crowd. Doesn't need to be saying stuff, threatening people. You just don't want to get involved in that. It's a bad look. We saw the malice at the Palace when somebody threw a beer down onto the floor and people came into the stands, players, and it cost guys money, jobs, you know what I mean? And God forbid, a chair was thrown at the Palace. A kid could have gotten hurt. There's all kinds of stuff that can unfold. And then all of a sudden, you got a bigger situation going on. So I do get that. And my only criticism of Russ, and I don't believe that you should just, fans have a right to come in, boo, cheer, and heckle.
Yep.
As long as it's not racial, as long as it's not personal, you know what I mean? Personal
family,
attacks and family.
Your mama,
and,
your
exactly.
Wife,
as long
whatever.
As we're not doing that, fans have a right to heckle a guy and try to get under his skin. So I get that part. But the only thing, Chris, that gets me is more than just Russell is being bothered by fans, and yet he seems to be the only one who's always in an altercation with fans.
Well, I think
there's
now
400 players in the NBA.
Yeah, I think now it's gotten to a point where some fans may go there just to get a rise out of him, whether you want to get him ejected or you want to make a little name for yourself or if you really want to bait him. We always talk about women baiting players with, you know, trying to get them trying to get pregnant by a player or accusing a player of hitting them or something to get money. What makes you think there might not be some fans out there that would love to get Russell Westbrook to go at them?
I would love him to knock me out.
And hit them or something. Yeah, and then you get, you can sue him for millions. So he has made himself a target. I agree. Look, I think the NBA handled this perfectly. If their investigation told them that this fan said what Westbrook accused him of saying, then he should be banned for life. And I like that. And then secondly, I agree with you, Westbrook, while I understand your pride as a man and all that, we're not saying sit there and take it.
No.
All you have to do is
get
direct security. Get him out of here.
Get that guy right here.
This
guy
said this to me.
X, Y, and Z.
It was racially offensive. Get him out of there. Now, if the Jazz didn't get him out of there, say security doesn't do anything, you can say as a player. We talked about players standing up, Antonio Brown standing up for himself, obviously Westbrook standing up for himself. I would love for players, all of them, but particularly the black ones, to say, hold on, time out.
Right.
Westbrook, you the team leader, call everybody up. We're not playing tonight.
No, not
unless this dude is removed from the arena.
Right.
I want to see these dudes who are now standing up for themselves individually stand up collectively for African Americans against this type of stuff.
You can get it stopped if you're willing to do it. And I agree with that from the standpoint of you could get those things altered really quick if things aren't moving along.
No question.
Just say, we refuse to play another minute until this is handled. That's how you get things moved. This way, there's no chance of you getting sued about touching somebody or breaking
absolutely
their nose.
Right.
And then you wind up being the one that pays. You're the one with the money.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you
remember,
can sue the
Ron Artest missed 73 games.
Yeah, it cost him a ton of money.
Yep. Steven Jackson, I think, lost $3 to $4 million that year.
Over a beer being thrown in the field, not on the court.
And to your point about Westbrook, if a fan threw a beer at Westbrook,
he probably would go in the stands.
He's going after him.
Right.
And then who knows? We got the Malice in the Palace all over again.
And you don't want to see that. That was an ugly scene.
You're lucky that children, women didn't get hurt.
They were throwing chairs into the stands. I mean, it was as bad as it gets. And you can't afford to have that. So I'm with you, Chris. I stand up for yourself. Point. Let security do its job. That's not your job. You know what I mean? To confront people. It's just not. So the NBA was right in finding them $25,000.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Mike Garofalo of the NFL Network has broken it. The Cleveland Browns.
Cleveland!
Or let me put it this way. The New York Giants have traded Odell Beckham Jr. to the Cleveland Browns.
What?
We don't know what. The details are still coming in. We don't know what it was for. I haven't seen any reports about what the Giants got back, but
you know what I want to say?
Go ahead.
What did I say to you in the meeting we had before the show? I knew that there was something to it because I just said Jay Glazer threw this out. How long ago was it? A month ago or
couple
something?
Months. Yeah.
Right? And said that the Giants were going to trade him in the offseason. You remember? People are like going back and forth at Jay. Jay Glazer's been in this business so long. This is what he does. He wouldn't just throw that out there. And you know what? Somebody else got the story first and broke the story. But, boy, I always – where there's smoke, there's fire, and he's really connected. I'm not shocked. But I'll tell you this. It's the worst decision by the Giants. I don't even know what the package is. I don't know what it is. But the New York football Giants have gone off the deep end. To give up such a talented receiver, they keep a broken down quarter. I don't know. What are they doing? Help me out, Chris. He's one of the best receivers in the game. Wow. What is it? Do they know something we don't know? Because it can't be about talent. It can't be. What do the Cleveland Browns have that the New York Giants, what is it? Is it the next 19 first-round picks? What possibly could it be?
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Are you good with this?
No, I'm good with it as a Cleveland. You know, I'm from Cleveland.
You're not from Cleveland.
I am.
You're from Iowa.
I'm happy for the Browns, baby.
Cleveland!
Baker Mayfield, Jarvis Landry, Odell Beckham Jr., Nick Chubb.
Yes, sir, Brownie.
The drought is over. The Browns are significant again.
Look, they
are the best team in that division.
You are one of the biggest.
Am I not from Cleveland?
Bad wagon jump. You're not from Cleveland. You're from Iowa.
I lived
Iowa.
In Cleveland
You're
long
from
than
Buffalo.
I, longer than
You're
I lived in
Cincinnati.
Iowa.
You're from Cincinnati. You're from everywhere. Stop it.
I can claim the Bengals. I can claim the Browns. I can claim any of the New York teams.
Can't do it.
I lived in all these places. I finished high school in Cleveland. Went to college near Cleveland. My first job was in Cleveland. My first beat was the Cleveland Cavaliers. My parents still live in Cleveland. Go Browns!
Your family lives in Akron. Don't call
no,
it Cleveland.
No, they live in Cleveland.
Oh, do they? I thought they live
not
in Akron.
Akron. They're a suburb of Cleveland. Yeah, boy. I'm with you. The Giants, you're stupid. What is Gettleman doing?
I have no
idea.
You
don't draft a quarterback last year.
Right.
You keep Eli Manning. Now you trade Odell Beckham Jr. Landon Collins, I guess.
They didn't want to pay
him.
People
as good as he you know, all
what
these
are they,
Pro
what
Bowls,
are they doing?
What are they doing? What are you doing? It's unbelievable. Giants fans are going to be in an uproar. Odell Beckham Jr. was one of the only reasons to come see the team. You're going to waste Saquon Barkley's greatest years.
Yes.
He's going to be getting broken up. Because he's the only thing you got going for you. And by the time you might get some other weapons, he might be broken down.
This story always, always, Chris, where there's smoke, there's fire. And this is another example. When you keep somebody's name still out there, you know, keep hearing it, keep hearing it, keep hearing it. Believe it. Believe it. They could have easily stopped this, Chris, right?
Yes.
No, yeah, we're not.
Right.
We're not trading Odell Beckham Jr. The Giants never said it. They never said it.
Why'd you sign him?
I have no idea. Cause you
what
know why?
Happened within the
Patriots.
Last year?
Because the Patriots wanted him. Remember that? They came for him last year, and so they went and signed a deal with him, even though they didn't want him. They should have got rid of him then.
Right.
What'd you sign the deal for? Because the Patriots forced you into it? Because wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute. If the Patriots want him, he must have some value. So we better sign him. We better sign him. What in the world are the Giants doing? The New York freaking football Giants are what their name is now. What?
Right. And here's the thing, because if I got to believe they got at least one first-round pick with this. And you know, and that's what people are going to be raving about. But look.
Raving about picks.
Can I say something? Can I say something? If you have a first-round pick, guess what kind of player you're trying to get with that first-round pick?
So they get Peppers, Jabril Peppers, right? And what is it, first and the third?
I'm sorry. I mean, they do have a lot of work to do on that team. Now you got two other picks. But, and Jabril's a nice young player. But I still don't agree. Giving up OBJ. Because with one of those picks, guess what I want to do? Get a player like OBJ. Now, granted, he won't be making that type of money. But I don't know. That's shaky to me. So Odell Beckham Jr. has been traded to the Cleveland Browns for Jabril Peppers and a first and third round pick. I guess that's a decent exchange, people might think. It's got some value. But I don't want to give up Odell Beckham Jr. because – even if you have Eli Manning for this season, you can't be thinking he's your quarterback for next season. And by the time I get my new young franchise quarterback, I'm going to want him throwing the OBJ. And it also is a business. Fans turned out to see Odell Beckham Jr. Odell Beckham Jr. made you relevant on a national level. Now, Rob, I said this when the news, well, it wasn't news, but when Jay Glazer first threw it out there. Is there something going on with OBJ that hasn't been made public?
Chris, I'm with you. There has to be. And I say that.
Don't tell me the Lil Wayne interview was
that
the worst
have been
thing in
right.
the world.
There must be something that they know we don't know. I just, because on the surface, I don't care. It doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't. It doesn't.
I'm with you. You're not impressed by that haul, Jabril Peppers.
Nah, I mean, it's okay. It's fine if that's what you want to do. I just wouldn't give up a guy of that talent, and yet you were willing to keep Eli, and that,
right.
I just don't get it. I don't know what they're doing, the Giants, and maybe they want to live off the last this last couple Super Bowls they won or whatever. I don't know what they're doing.
Let me tell something to the Giants. That last Super Bowl was 8 years ago or 7 years ago.
I don't know what's going on. I'm baffled. I don't know, but I'm not surprised that the deal got done, because like you said, there's certain people you hear stuff from, and I just, when I heard that, he was so confident. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Jay Glazer from Fox was so confident, because you remember LBJ pushed back at him. Do you remember? And then he pushed back at LBJ. And there you go. And now I wonder about Beckham. He might go to Cleveland and have a fine career.
Might?
But now, yeah, I'm just saying. But
you don't think he's...
No, I don't, I mean, got, I
now
don't
look,
know.
We'll see.
I don't know.
I am with you on... I'm not ready to crown Baker Mayfield.
No, I'm not. Not yet.
I will crown OBJ.
I'm
now,
with
he's just
you.
Gotta stay
if
healthy.
You want to crown him,
but you're
crown
right.
Her ass.
You do need a quarterback to get into football. But it's going to make things so much easier on Baker.
No doubt.
Now you got two really good receivers. You got a breakaway receiver in Beckham. You got a possession receiver in Jarvis Landry.
Kareem
you got
Hunter
a good runner in Nick
Chubb. Once he becomes available.
I forgot about Kareem Hunt.
Yeah, once he becomes
I mean, you have weapons galore
right. But is
for
enough,
Baker Mayfield.
But is there enough football for everybody?
Well, there's certainly enough for those two receivers.
But you know what I'm saying.
With Hunt and Chubb, I guess you'll have them like an Ingram, Kamara.
Right.
You know, splitting time.
Splitting time. This will be – but here's the thing I was asking. Sometimes, you know, he said he wasn't that happy in New York. He was talking about the West Coast being in California. But now now you're going to Cleveland. Is OBJ and his status, star status, is that for Cleveland? Is that for Middle America? Do you know what I mean? Does he play in Middle America?
Yeah, man, what you think Middle America?
Come on, man.
The Ohio players from Middle
Looking
America, man. What you talking about? Bootsy Collins is from Ohio.
I'm talking about.
Zapp is from Ohio. Roger Brown and Zapp. Remember them?
I know who they are.
Why you do you dissing Ohio?
I'm just saying, you know, people are used to the wearing the hard hats.
LeBron James is from Northeast
and
Ohio.
And
what
where
you talking
now?
About? And
yes,
LeBron,
sir, Brownie.
And
LeBron
he
likes it. He just texted me. What did LeBron say?
Yes, sir, Brownie.
LeBron yeah. feeling
Juice.
It.
LeBron might be back in Cleveland if things keep going the way they are with the Lakers.
You got some breaking news?
breaking news. We got more breaking news. LeBron James has been traded to Cleveland.
Look,
oh, I'm sorry. To the Browns. He's been traded to
I'm
the Browns.
I'm with you, right? And can I look? I don't want to poo-poo the value of draft picks, but I can especially talk for the NBA. Ever since the analytics revolution has come into vogue, the value of draft picks has been incredibly overrated.
Look at Danny Ainge with all those first-round picks. What did that get him?
Well, they had a pretty good team.
No, they got some, but I'm just saying, remember he had so –
They're not really the example
he had
you
so
should use.
No, but I mean he had so many – that they really you can't use them all as my
it,
my
it
point.
Can work for some, but most teams it hasn't
he had
worked
too
for.
Many.
How long was Detroit in the lottery? 7 straight years?
No, I think
then
so.
Then they trade for Blake Griffin and now they're going to make the playoffs, but it's a trade.
Right.
It wasn't a draft. Orlando Magic, they stay in the lottery.
Well, it doesn't
the
always
Clippers,
work.
The Clippers before they got Blake Griffin stayed in the lottery. Most first round picks, heck, most lottery picks don't pan out.
No.
Don't get me all excited about draft picks. And Gettleman, has he shown you anything that's going to give you confidence that he's going to make the right move?
I don't know what he's doing. I'm telling you, I am totally confused with where the Giants are headed and what they're trying to accomplish and where they're going. Because everything you look at, same thing, if you want to go one more step. And I know you're high on them. They won't even look at Kyler Murray. Won't even consider him. This is what the reports are. So he's got his own way or style or whatever he's doing. They could have, I'm just saying, kept OBJ, added Kyler Murray to what they have. Do you know what
Maybe
I mean?
Maybe got like, Dwayne Haskins if you don't like Murray.
Right, but I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. I love it for the Browns, and I don't like it for the Giants.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
Let's welcome in Jay Glazer after the trade of Odell Beckham Jr. to the Cleveland Browns. What's up, Jay? Congratulations on that.
I appreciate it, man. I'm sitting here actually in the middle of a day drinking session, and it just screwed up my whole day.
No, hey.
Well,
hey,
you mentioned it way back on February 13th. What made you so sure, Jay, that this was going to happen?
Yep. You know, look, man, one thing that I've always tried to pride myself on in this business is being accurate. You know, I've always told you guys that, you know, I'd rather be right 100% of the time and break 1% of the stories out there than break 99% of the stories and be wrong 5% of the time. I don't put things out unless I have really good information. And my job is to make sure that the fans know, as outlandish as something may be, if I say it, you could take it to the bank. If I say something on Fox NFL Sunday, like I did a couple of years ago, week one, when I said Jim Harbaugh will not be back as head coach of the 49ers next year, even if they win the Super Bowl. I'm over the years, I'm trying to build enough trust with the fans where they can go, man, as crazy as that sounds, he said enough crazy stuff over the years that have happened, so let's believe it. So even with the Odell thing, I was taken aback by what the reaction was, hence my little Twitter, you know, rant that I had.
I was going to say, bring that up, yeah.
Yeah, well, man, I'm a man. You can talk to me in a certain way. I'm going to talk right back to you the same way, especially if it's about me or my kid or anything like that. Just because you're on Twitter doesn't give you the right to say certain things. And I wouldn't say it to you or your child.
Right.
So, you know, especially not over sports. I mean, I made this prediction about Odell a month ago or whatever it was.
February 13th.
February 13th. So,
yep.
Yeah, guys, it wasn't just coming out of, in my world, it wasn't coming out of left field, because for me, it had been conversation after conversation, late night talk after late night talk. There's a lot of work that goes into this stuff of you know, gathering information. I think we're information brokers, if you will, but it's just important to me that I always get them right. So when I put that out there, I knew there was going to be a little, oh my gosh, but I didn't realize it'd be as violent as it was with the reaction and how much it was. But guys, it was like a year later than I originally thought it was going to be. Pat Shurmur prevented it from happening last year. It was going to happen last year. It just sometimes, and look, Odell's a great kid. There's nothing wrong with Odell as a dude. He's awesome. Works hard, great. Sometimes it's just time, you know, the scenery change for both parties. That was the case last year, and Pat Shurmur is the one who went and said, no, let me have him. I got him. And it just didn't work out that way.
Now, when you talk about the pushback, if I remember, I think, didn't OBJ go at you on Twitter?
Hell no. I hope he did. Better not have.
Oh, well, I thought it was – who was – I thought there was somebody pushing
back. No, it was the fans.
No, it was just fans.
No. Odell – no, Odell and I are great. Odell used to train at our gym.
Okay.
Odell and I are phenomenal.
So let me say this.
Odell's a lot. Like, Odell is – like any other brand, like LeBron is a lot, right?
Right.
Like, it's a lot. I'm sure, you know, any brand and anything is – there's a lot. There's a lot when you're a brand – of attention, and football's different than any other sport. So it's harder for guys to, you know, kind of be that same level of brand on a Serena Williams or a LeBron or Steph Curry.
Jay, when you say
still
a lot,
make that work in the NFL.
When you say a lot, is there stuff, what other than what we see, the interview with Lil Wayne and stuff like that?
Oh, but that's a lot for the NFL. Okay. Even that's a lot. Like, you got to understand, man, it is. The NFL is the closest thing to, I mean, you know, it's compared to the military a lot, but really, you got 53 brands, corporations, but they've got to work properly at once. And if you don't, people get hurt. You know, it's a different sport than anything else. But, you know, Odell is again, it's not like whenever you talk to a team and they were comparing Odell and Antonio Brown, they're saying, well, you know, Odell doesn't do things that AB does. He's not going to walk out of his team. He's not going to, you know, Instagram live what the coach is saying. He doesn't do that. But he also, there's a much bigger circus around kind of anything Odell does, is what I'm trying to say.
It's the iCouple. We're joined by Fox Sports NFL insider Jay Glazer.
And Jay, what about, does Odell's brand play? Will it play in Cleveland? And the other part is will OBJ maybe flourish by the change of scenery and a quarterback to possibly get him the football, where maybe Eli wasn't able to do it as much as he used to?
Oh yeah, I think him and Baker. Oh my God, that's gonna be the biggest ticket you can buy. That really is. They're putting together, you know, a dream team entertainment show over there, if you will, with Baker and Odell and Landry over there, and you know, then they go and get Kareem Hunt, and man, that offense is gonna be tough.
What about the Giants? What do you think about the haul they got? Jabril Peppers, a first.
What are they doing, Jay?
Do you like this? Do you, you know, are you baffled by it or what?
No, I'm not baffled at all. Because again, I knew it was kind of almost addition by subtraction. The two sides have kind of just grown tired of each other. Let's say that.
Both sides.
Kind of like Antonio and Pittsburgh. Both sides. The two sides grew tired of each other. And guys, honestly, that's why I said it a month ago. The two sides grew tired of each other.
Wow. It shook the NFL for sure. So you love what Cleveland's doing. You're ready to hand the division.
I love what Cleveland's doing.
Hand the division to them.
I'm all not no, dude. It's freaking March. I might hand the division to them yet.
Well, Chris is all on the bandwagon. Me and him about to make a big bet.
I'm from Cleveland.
It's March.
Tell him.
Are you kidding me?
Tell him, Jay. Chris is about to make a mistake.
Don't make me tweet at you.
Tweet at him. He's going to bet me because he's all bought in. OBJ's coming to Cleveland. So here comes the championship.
Let me ask you this, though. You said with the Giants, they almost feel like it was addition by subtraction. So for them to get Jabril Peppers and two picks, first and a third, they must be feeling good about it. Like, we wanted to get rid of him anyway.
So now we got something for him, too. Yeah, look, there were talks at other teams. It's kind of how they valued it. I don't know. I'm a little surprised that that's what it was. I know they were asking for a lot more from teams, though. Originally, they were talking to a team the other day about, like, 2 1s, a 2, a 3, like, just outlandish asking price. And I said this on Colin Coward's show yesterday, that they needed to come down from that. And, well, they did.
All right, Jay, last question. What's Le'Veon Bell? We've seen reports that it's the Jets and the Ravens, or it's just the Jets. What's really going on with Le'Veon?
Since you know everything going on, you already know. Let us know.
Yeah, I think Le'Veon needs a situation where the contract that he agrees to really validates him sitting out a year. You know, and that's the big thing. He has to show that, hey, this is why I sat out and I won. He looks at Antonio Brown, he won. He got himself out of town and he won. Le'Veon needs to win. It's hard to win when you got one suitor for that, you know, for real money.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
Is that one suitor the Jets?
Yeah, the Jets are the only one. The Ravens, I don't think the Ravens, from what I understand, they hadn't even really talked to his agent. Just, you know, look, I'm watching the same TV show as you guys are too, and you got one guy saying that, well, the Ravens and Jets, and then they're also saying, the same reporters are saying, well, but they're also talking to Mark Ingram, like, well, which is it? I mean, that's what there's – and again, that's why I try and pride myself. If I say something, you guys can take it to the back.
One last thing, 30 seconds. Any other names of teams who are interested in OBJ? I'm just curious. Can you put that out there?
No, I'm not going to put that out yet.
Okay. No sweat.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Because, again, teams confide in me, but that's why I'm able to say a month ago that, you know, he's going to be traded because I'll never – I'm in the relationship business.
Yeah. I don't break trust ever.
Right. And you build these relationships and they pay off for you.
Right. No, I get it. Appreciate it.
Great stuff, obviously, coming out of February. Congratulations. Thanks for joining us, man.
And I'm going to give you a warning, NFL America. Never poo-poo Jay Glazer from this end. Never poo-poo this man. All right?
Thank you, man.
No doubt, Jay.
Later.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.